Good evening. My name is Linda Payton, the co-founder of Tiny Tots Language School. Thank you for coming to our information evening for parents. I'm glad to have this opportunity to tell you a little bit about our language school and the philosophy behind it, and perhaps help you decide which foreign language would be best for your little one to learn. At the end of the talk, you'll be able to ask questions, talk with some of our language teachers, and there will also be tea, coffee, juice, and sandwiches available at the back of the room. Let me start by saying that a growing number of parents are enrolling their toddlers and preschoolers in foreign language schools, like our own, and the numbers are expected to rise. The popularity of shows such as Dora the Explorer is evidence of this fact. This suggests that parents want to be more proactive in jump-starting their children's foreign language education. This should come as no surprise, since numerous studies show that speaking a second language boosts cognitive and listening skills. In fact, one study reports a direct link between foreign language learning and high scores in college entrance exams. People who speak a foreign language often enjoy better career prospects and higher standards of living. And there are even mental health benefits. Knowing a second language helps prevent memory loss later in life. Now, you're probably wondering, at what age should kids start? Experts say that kids should begin to learn a foreign language from a young age. The younger, the better. Let's remember that a child has the innate ability to learn any language in the world. As the child gets older, certain windows close in terms of language acquisition. But so long as the child learns the language before adolescence, they should be able to speak with a fairly good, almost native accent. The next question is, which language is best for your child? Some parents choose a heritage language, meaning that mom, dad, grandma, or another relative speaks this other language. Now, this is great because it provides the child with real-life experience in using the language and thereby gaining confidence. But if English is the sole language spoken at home, and you're not sure which language to choose, I'll talk now about the foreign languages we offer here, and which we feel will best benefit your kids for their futures. Let's start with Spanish. As the second most common language in the U.S., with 34 million speakers, Spanish is a popular choice for parents. It's also one of the easiest foreign languages for English speakers to learn, because much of the Spanish vocabulary is similar to English. But unlike English, Spanish is a phonetic language, meaning that the words are pronounced exactly as they are spelt. We also see Spanish as a good stepping stone for learning other languages because of its similarity to other Romance languages, that is, French, Italian, and Portuguese. I think that if you've got your child's career in mind, Spanish is always a good, safe bet. There is an incredible number of native Spanish speakers in the world, about the same number as native English speakers. Our Chinese classes are also popular. Given China's vast population and increasing political power, experts recommend learning Mandarin Chinese, the main dialect spoken. The language's tones make it sound more like a song, which is a tool utilized in teaching young children for other subjects. The written characters look like pictures, which appeals to younger children who are usually visual learners. And learning Mandarin provides key insights into one of the world's oldest continuous civilizations, which also happens to be the world's fastest growing economy. Learning the language could be beneficial to your child's future career prospects. Employers in this country and other countries need people who are able to speak Mandarin to conduct business, and this is not a trend that is going to be changing anytime soon. The next language I want to tell you about is French.
Now listen again.